Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that rail yard mechanic Jeremy makes $170,000 a year. That's what she's called, sneaky rich. You know? I love that. All right. On the phone this morning is Nicole in beautiful Bellevue. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Hey, thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. That's awesome.
Of course.
And also for listening to the show. That's even more awesomer.
Yes. I love you guys.
We love you, Nicole.
We love you.
Come on. Now we're breaking some ice. I like it. All right. So are you at work right now by any chance?
I work from home, so I am at work, yes.
Okay. Do you have kids sleeping in the house or something?
I have a 13-year-old getting ready for school.
Okay, yeah. I feel like there's a reserved nature here, which is totally fine. All right, so you are a cybersecurity program manager. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds really cool. So let's dive in. We're going to put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you all the questions. When we're done, we're going to play a song. You know, we'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good, Nicole?
Great.
All right. Real simple premise here. 60 seconds on the clock right now. That's all we get. Gabe, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. On your mark, get set, and go.
What exactly do you do?
I manage a security operations center. So it's sort of, they manage detections to make sure no one breaks in through, the internet.
How many people do you manage, or do you manage a system?
I manage projects. So I manage each product. Right now, 6 projects that span, 35 people.
How long have you been there?
At this role, 3 years, but I've been a PM for 10.
So do you have set hours, or because you work from home, you can kind of work when you have time?
I have core hours, so between 10 and 2, and then on the outside of that, depending on the workload.
What's the worst part about your job?
When breaches happen and I have to get up at 3 in the morning.
Oof. How many monitors do you have on your desk right now?
6.
Oh!
Do you receive bonuses and salary increases every year?
Yes.
And there's the buzzer. Look at that. You snuck it in there on a Friday, Gabe. Nice work. She's getting crafty. She's learning time. All right. You know how this works. We are looking for your text messages right now. What do you think Nicole in Bellevue is making as a work-from-home cybersecurity program manager? All right. Text your guest to 253-642-9653. Hi.
Mom.
Mom. Where's the meatloaf? Meatloaf. Mom.
Take
Mom.
Me to school.
Where's my underwear? Mom, what did you do with it?
Yep, exactly.
We live the same life. Why did you wash my underwear? Because it's dirty. Okay.
Can I have cereal for breakfast?
Mom, where are the eggs?
Right?
All right, 253-642-WOLF is the number. Text your guest right now, and if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Nicole's going to share her salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone, this is Nicole from Bellevue. She works from home. She's a cybersecurity program manager. Gabe, before we find out how much she makes, what else did we just learn about Nicole?
She manages security operations, and she doesn't oversee people, just projects. She's been there for 3 years, and then as a PM for 10 years. She said the worst part is when breaches happen. She does get bonuses and raises, and she said that she has 6 monitors right now.
Crazy. I don't even know what kind of desk you'd have to have that would hold 6 monitors.
A very large one.
Yeah.
Minesweeper.
Yeah.
The snake game on the iPad. Because I got...
She's just gaming.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Actually, I have 6, too. But that includes an iPad. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. All right, I got to go first. So I'm going to use a text here from Jen in Tacoma. Thanks for texting in, Jen. Hi. And I feel like this is one of those things, this is just guessing here, that sounds more sophisticated than it really is. And she said 75. It puts us above what I think a normal-ish type salary here is in the Seattle area. So I'm going to stick it at 75. I could be way off, though. Gabe, what do you think? More or less?
I think it's a little bit higher just because of the years that she's been there. And I'm going to go with 87.
Okay. Captain Ron.
I think she's making good money. This company has given her 6 monitors. They got money, and she's making that money. So I'm going to say 100.
I love it. All right. 75, 87, 100. Those are our guesses, but, you know, we don't know anything. So let's drop the shenanigans, end the conversation, Nicole. We've reached that point in the segment where it is time to actually tell everybody how much you make. As a cybersecurity program manager, it is time to share your salary.
More than ever!
315.
Whoa. Wait.
What?
Wait. $315,000?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Plus equity.
Oh, my God. And you start work at 10? I need your life.
No, I start work at 4, but I have to be on between 10 and 2.
Okay. Man, I think we're all kind of speechless.
She was too stunned to speak.
Yeah, I used to do Intel, Nicole. Can I come over?
Of course, we're always hiring. Oh. It's a growing field.
So wait, so is that to say, Nicole, that anybody could start working for you at whatever the base salary is and work their way up to where you're at now?
You could. I did it in 10 years.
Okay. And did you have any special education, a master's degree and anything like that? Or they just train you the way they need you to be?
When I started, I did not. And then I slowly have gone to school and gotten all the degrees and certification. So I think you can make your own path.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you've worked really, really hard to get where you are, and that's no bull.
Thank you.
There literally is no bull anymore. They're gone.
Okay.
Way to go, Nicole. That's awesome. You know what? I'm so happy for you. Look at you, a good mama making
$350,000,
working out of her house with 6 monitors.
Her daughter said, "You can afford Starbucks, mom."
Yeah, no wonder. She's like,
she does. She
wants the good stuff there. Yeah. You know, it's funny. We always kind of stereotype and pigeonhole Bellevue. And if somebody says, "Oh, yeah, I live in Bellevue," I assume they have more money than I do. But Nicole, in this case, that actually turned out to be true.
A lot more.
Way to go, Nicole. A lot more.
Generally, it's true.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Well, Nicole, thank you for being willing to come on the radio and the Morning Wolf Pack and sharing that. That's exciting for people that want to get into that stuff.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.